The trouble began with what turned out to be an overly optimistic revenue prediction. The mayor anticipated 2.9% growth. It was the smallest projected growth since the 2003 merger. But income fell short in the first quarter, markets tanked in October, and now the city is scrambling to cut costs. Mayor spokesperson Chris Pointer.
The biggest expense for metro government, like any agency or any business, is personnel.
Pointer says Abramson has been meeting with his staff to determine which departments can handle cuts, and he plans to announce those cuts after Thanksgiving. He won't be alone.
Columbus, Ohio was looking at an $80 to $90 million shortfall. Charlotte has a $40 million shortfall. Cincinnati's just reporting a $15 million shortfall recently.
Chris Haney is a research manager for the National League of Cities. He says struggling cities have three options: raise taxes and fees, dig into financial reserves, or make service cuts.
The expenditure cuts that we're starting to see aren't over with yet. And at some point, if the problem is deep enough, there are going to have to be revenue-raising options pursued, even if those are fairly politically difficult choices right now.
With job cuts announced recently at Yum Brands and a five-week shutdown coming soon at Louisville's Ford plants, the city is facing an additional drop in occupational tax revenue. The tax makes up 57% of Louisville's budget, so Haney says something will have to be done to raise revenues for the next fiscal year.
You may see, more fee for services, trying to move more services away from taxes and over to a sort of pay-as-you-go basis.
Every bit of research that I've done, everything that I've ever read, says that the last time in the world that you want to raise taxes is during a recession.
Metro Councilman Kevin Kramer says he speaks for the 11 council Republicans when he says no to raising taxes or cutting public safety services.
There are other branches of government that we could talk about finding ways to reduce expenditures without starting to talk about police and fire and EMS.
Like what?
Well, none of us wants to see, parks, but, parks isn't as essential as police.
But Chris Haney with the National League of Cities says there may be a quicker fix.
Most of the inside baseball here in Washington, D.C. says, that something happens with stimulus this week and or in early January.
That stimulus is a pot of money the government could give to cities for infrastructure improvements. Louisville has such projects planned, and Mayor spokesperson Chris Pointer says the stimulus package would free city dollars to be used on other expenses. But even if that does happen, Haney says it may not be strong enough to delay the inevitable.
The revenue shortfalls that we're talking about now are the result of, changes in the economy that happened anywhere from, 3 months to a year and a half ago. So we know that, with whatever happens to the economy in the next 6 to 9 months before we hit bottom, that's probably going to be playing out for the next, year and a half to 3 years.
For WFPL, I'm Gabe Bullard.